Sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. We appreciate your listenership. We are broadcasting live from Silicon Valley Bay Area. We want to applaud you for taking time out to tune into the show. All of you here in the Bay Area and around the world on AM 1220 KDOW iHeartRadio and our online streaming where you can always listen live. If you want to dial into today's dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on the air with me today. Of course, if you want to connect with me directly, you can do that by emailing me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz or call 1-888-MySBC30, My Small Business Concierge 30. I want to welcome you into today's radio show. Welcome in, and help me celebrate the National Women in Business Month. October is the National Women in Business Month. We're going to be celebrating women in business all month. We're going to talk about it. I'm going to talk a little bit today about how the Women in Business Month started and some of the things that are going on around the world of women in business, how you can support women in business and get all of that great love going towards women in business. And so we've got some great guests coming up this month. I'm looking forward to having some wonderful people on the show, and we'll share a little bit on who our guests will be next week on the show. So Women in Business Month, you know, let me share something about women in business and why it's important to support them, why it's important to celebrate them. And there's still, whether you agree with it or not, is really not the big issue. You may not agree with what I'm about to say. So when we continue to talk about disparities and we group, we have these different groupings, and the disparities, the reason why the conversation is out there is because those groups aren't having a level playing field to experience and have the opportunities that groups that do not have barriers to entry. And so it's not a question whether or not groups that don't face barriers to entry shouldn't have their entry points. That's not the case. You want to be celebrated. You want to have your opportunities, and that's perfectly fine. So we want to level the playing field. And for women, we know, and still throughout the world, there's so many barriers for our women and the things that they can do or say. And it's so antiquated in the thinking. And so we need to be here in the United States of America to be a top example on the value of what women bring to the table, what females bring to the table in the boardrooms, in the office. We're still challenged with just professionals and equal pay. Why is that a thing? And so I can't go to women and say, women, why is that a thing? Why don't you have equal pay in your corporate job, and you're doing the exact same job as your male counterpart who left the role, and now you're making $20,000 less than him? So she can have a response to that, but the real response has to come from the people who's making that decision. So we'd have to go back to our male counterparts and says, hey guys, why is she making $20,000 less than the guy who just had the position prior to her? You have to respond to that. There's a reason for that. There's a thinking behind that. And so when we are doing things to adjust and balance those things out, it's not a shot against our male counterpart not making the money that they should make. It is an attempt to ensure that women who are doing the same work make the same and equal pay. And so if something is legislated or a policy change, guys, don't get offended. You know, I'm going to ask you, don't get offended by that. She's qualified. She's doing the work. Let's celebrate her just like we celebrate you doing the work. So it's not our thinking that's incorrect. There is no, so you can't get angry at the woman for a policy change or legislation change because there's these accountability bodies that says, okay, we're gonna hold accountable people who want to make a decision based on gender, and we're not gonna pay her the same rate. And even if you're not openly saying it, you're openly expressing it by her not making the same rate. And so if something changes in the corporate policy or something changes in saying, hey, equal pay, I'm just saying, I'm drawing you a basis to why we see all of these different groupings, and there's legislation, there's policy changes, there's all of this, and there's this underlining frustration coming from those who don't want to see those changes. And as if the group, women, are the problem. The women aren't the problem. The problem lies in the thinking and the belief system of our male counterparts who are comfortable with women making less than them and are okay with it, which should be a problem. And I'm not saying it's not a problem for all male counterparts. I know that there is men that are will celebrate and says, yes, pay her. She is, you know, she is worth it. She has earned it. And let's do the right thing. That is thinking. And so if your thinking has to be legislated or a policy change has to happen for you to acknowledge that she belongs at the table, that's not her fault. Just saying. Food for thought. Don't get offended. Don't turn off the radio. Just saying. So we're going to celebrate women in business. We're going to celebrate the hard work that she has done and that she continues to do to run and operate her business, to make a change in this world just like the men. There's nothing wrong with that. And so Women in Business Month, where did that come from? Where did it all start? And that is, you know, I look at, you know, again, we have to, why did it start, right? Why did this month known as National Women's Small Business Month, says, why don't we have a National Men in Small Business Month? Start it. Go ahead, start it. I mean, it's okay. This is a month-long celebration recognizing and honoring the significant contributions of women entrepreneurs in our economy. And if you want a men's National Small Business Month, somebody start it. Cool. Go for it. You know, no one's saying not do it. So, of course, this highlights the achievement of women-owned businesses and their impact, like I said, on their communities. The exact origin may not be that clear, but somewhere around the 1970s, this National Women's Business Month began to emerge. And we want, in fact, I'm just giving you some statistics right here, and I'll get back to this in just a second. In 2019, women-owned businesses in the United States represented 42% of all businesses. This month-long celebration, this observance. And any of you out there doing business with women businesses or not, stop and do some business with them this month. Stop and invest in whatever that product or service that they're offering and appreciate their value and what they bring to the table. In fact, that 40% of all U.S. businesses generated $1.9 trillion worth of revenue into our economies. That's absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And so we want to take this time and just, let me just say this right now. Let me salute all of the women all over the world, whether you're listening in the Bay Area, whether you're in Texas, Atlanta, and I'm going to talk about Atlanta in just a second. I was like, oh my gosh, on this lawsuit in just a minute. I want to celebrate. I want to salute all of the women all over the world, all over the United States, Chicago, Atlanta, Los Angeles, New York, you know, all of the, just everywhere. I salute you and I celebrate you and keep doing the work that you do. We need you. I know sometimes it's tough. It's still challenging for women in business to get financing and funding. It's still a little bit more difficult than our male counterparts getting funding for their business, getting VC capital funding for our businesses, getting loans for our businesses. And that's why you'll see grant programs and those sort of things pop up, women in business grants. So I'm celebrating you. Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, business coach and business consulting radio personality here. So yes, we celebrate you. Keep going, keep doing it, and be fantastic. Be all kinds of fantastic. Be all kinds of, show your genius. So I want to address, and this was so wild. I read this story about the Atlanta judge who paused, and I got to go to a commercial break. I hear, when I come back, I'm going to talk about the Atlanta judge that paused the Atlanta VC fund grant for Black women. We're going to talk about that when we come back, and we'll talk a little bit more about the origins of the Women in Business, National Women in Business Small Business Month. You're listening to Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. Welcome back.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Money 2.0 is gone. Business on the Edge. Welcome back to Business on the Edge. Sometimes I forget that. We've dropped the Money 2.0. Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson here. Welcome back. Celebrating the National Women in Business Month. Women in Business. And they should be celebrated. It is tough. I'm telling you, I've done it. I'm still doing it. And women can see challenges on all sides. You can see challenges even from the home front. And so that can happen as well. I've sat with women in tears trying to do what they feel that they were born to do. I got news for you guys. I know this might hurt a little bit. Just saying, this is not Women in Business Month picking on men. I'm just saying that women are not here just to be wives and mothers or your significant other. Just saying, she has destiny on her life. Let her explore that and enjoy the different facets, just like you enjoy the different facets, maybe fatherhood, maybe whatever. So in any case, so let's chat a little bit about this, again, celebrating women in small businesses, a VC firm in Atlanta. In fact, I have recommended this specific grant program, Fearless Fund. Conservative group sued the Fearless Fund, alleging racial discrimination for helping Black female founders. Fearless Fund, VC capitalists, small business grant program. There was a filing against this firm being accused of discriminating two white males, according to the articles, filed a suit against them. Interesting. That they were discriminating. And so the judge at that time made a ruling to pause the program. In fact, I am looking at the Atlanta Journal Constitution at the moment. Conservative group sued the Fearless Fund, alleging racial discrimination for helping Black female founders. And as I mentioned earlier in the first segment, is that women still have a hard time getting access to capital, getting access to funds versus their male counterparts. That's a disparity. It's something that we have to balance. And so right now, you know, we're seeing a lot of lawsuits, a lot of talk, you know, a lot of whispers, if you will, or chatter about whether or not different groupings, and it's discriminatory because some other group is left out. And so I was really surprised and really disappointed to hear that their fund was paused. Are we now going to tell, you know, firms and grantors? I'm a grant writer, so I write a lot of grants, so it really caught my attention that you can't give that fund to, you know, these kids who need it in whatever community, underserved communities, or you can't give that grant to Coca-Cola. Is one of the best givers. I love their giving record. I watch their giving record every year. You can't give your grant money to Asian women in business, entrepreneurs, to help them wherever they're at in the world, in the United States or underserved communities in the world. You know, when we start splitting hairs like this, it becomes really concerning. And the whole goal of what the groups are trying to do is have a fair shot at achieving or having the support that they obviously don't have. So women, you know, so this was really, really interesting. And so, and then the article goes on and talks about the program being, calling the program racially exclusionary. And so at that point, the Atlanta VC firm respectfully disagreed with the court's decision and appreciated the important points raised and would comply with the judge's ruling until a further ruling would be made. And a further ruling was made, and that was announced later that it is not discriminatory and it is not a fund that is what has been their accusers are saying, but that the fund would continue to be able to do their fund, which I was really excited to hear about. That when the judge came back and said the firm can continue, a federal judge for the Atlanta venture capital firm can continue handing out grants to Black women entrepreneurs, saying a lawsuit claiming the program unlawfully excludes other races was unlikely to prevail. And I would agree with that, because there's so many different groupings, and you know, what are groups trying to do? They're trying to level the playing field for organizations or people or women in business that they want to support. Isn't that their prerogative? Isn't that the American way, the American dream? And are we going to crush that? So interesting. So I'm glad that changed for them and changed for the better. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader. Welcome back. Business on the Edge. We are celebrating our Women in Business, Women in Small Business Month. And I shared that the start and development and origins of this wonderful opportunity to celebrate and to recognize women started in the early 1970s. And I shared a little bit about 400,000 women-owned businesses, a little over 400,000 women in businesses back then, in the early 1970s. But there was around the late 1980s, 1988. Up until then, women, this is crazy. This is, and we're evolving. But you have to ask yourself these questions. It's just so amazing. And you can see the Business Administration website, by the way. Until 1988, women needed a male relative to co-sign for them if they were going to get a business loan. Women couldn't do it. Is that crazy? In the 80s, even in the late 80s, early 90s, come on. And so that same year, Women's Business Ownership Act increased SBA's access to capital to provide financial assistance to organizations geared towards women-owned small businesses. And so eventually there was, what did I talk about in my first segment? Legislation. Legislation. You know, I keep saying this. You can't legislate someone's heart, but you can legislate their behavior. Yeah, we can. And if you don't like it, for example, it's a crime to rob a bank. So don't go rob a bank. If you do, you're going to get arrested. You get caught, you're going to get arrested. Why? Because you have to legislate people's behavior that have behavior that doesn't align with having a community that's safe, fair, and equal and equitable and all of these different things, right? And so the H.R. 5050 bill that was introduced by U.S. Representative John LaFalce in 1988 was signed into law by President Ronald Reagan on October 25th, 1988, recognizing the recognition of women in business began with that congressional public law, 100-9. Yep. in March 1987. In every March, this is in March, since then, the president issues a proclamation on Women's History Month. So what did this do? So this directly impacts the National Women in Small Business Month. And so you have legislation that says, hey, we want to recognize women. So we have the women's, every March, we also celebrate the Women's History Week and that passing of that bill as well. So we want to continue to support our women. And how can you support women in business? How can you support the things that they're doing? Or how can you get involved? Or how can you participate? And certainly one way is doing business with women in business. Certainly, certainly. And we certainly want to see more opportunities for women getting access to capital, getting access to resources that they have difficulty gaining access to and towards. So that's important for us to recognize. And we need to pay attention to that, right? Why is that? Yeah, you have to ask yourself. For me, come on, I'm a woman in business. I'm a black woman in business. And so when there's things that may hinder my ability to progress, inquiring minds want to know. Why is that? And so, you know, all over the United States, there's going to be all kinds of women in business celebrations, like with NABO, National Association of Women in Business. And you can go out to SBA's website. They are celebrating National Women's Small Business Month. If you want that link, you can email me at onthe@businessontheedge.biz. SBA celebrates women-owned businesses and their lasting impact on the economy. And so you can explore SBA's resources for women entrepreneurs. So if you're out there or you're thinking about being a woman entrepreneur, there are certainly resources out there for you. So you can go out to, again, SBA's website and find that, or email me and I'll send you the exact direct link. You can participate in the Women-Owned Small Business Federal Contracting Program, WOSB, Women-Owned Small Business Certification. Why do we do that? Because those designations gives women a preference to be able to compete equally and equitably with male-owned businesses. Why? Because it wasn't fair. Just saying. I've got to get out of here and go to a commercial break. When I come back, we will begin to wrap up the show. You're listening to Margaret Jackson on AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge. We are Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome into our Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I love it. I am Margaret Jackson, and I am the CEO and founder of the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media Corporation, Incorporated. And I say that because we're celebrating the National Women in Small Business Month, and I am so excited to share with those women out there that would enjoy a membership into our Small Business Concierge Fitness Center. We have subscriptions that we support women in business. We support small businesses, minorities in business. And we have this fusion. And so if you go out to our website, you'll see Small Business Fusion in these big, beautiful letters and color. And we have fused together business coaching and consulting along with access to mass media exposure. And so we are interested in helping you with your business growth, your exposure. We saw a lot of businesses. I saw a lot of businesses lost in 2020 as a director for the Small Business Development Center in one of the largest counties in Northern California. And it was just heart-wrenching, just heart-wrenching. And so this is my rant. And so for the National Women in Small Business Month, we have 30 slots that if you go out and sign up for a business growth membership, you can go out to the members plans to do that. We're going to give you a 20% discount forever on your subscription. So the monthly subscription is $67 a month. You'll get 20% off of that forever for as long as you have the subscription. And it says, Coach, what is that subscription? It is a small business fitness center. It's kind of like if you went and got a gym membership and you can go into the gym. This is a virtual business gym, if you will. And you can go in and you can work at any time during the day, 2 o'clock in the morning, and get fit, develop your business acumen, watch videos, trainings, and get connected to resources that you may be trying to locate and struggling with locating, or locating information that you didn't even know was there. And so we do give you some tips on starting, and I'm always accessible, not at 2 o'clock in the morning, but you can email our concierge care specialist. We have a link in there, and if they can't answer the question, I can certainly step in and respond. But it is a place for you to get fit in your small business development and growth. And so, and it doesn't really matter where you're at in that process. You've got pre-ventures, those that are starting now, or they haven't started, they're just kind of thinking about it, and you have those that are, that have been in business longer, and they want to scale. So there's something for everyone that's a small business that needs, or micro business that needs some support. We're here to support you. And of course, there's numerous opportunities to get mass media exposure through our magazine, here on the radio show, and our digital catalog. And so there's so much more going on. So go out, and if you are listening to this show, you do need a code for that. So we're going to give you the code. I'm going to give you the code before the end of the show. I'll give it to you in the last segment. And you can go out and get your membership and get going. Get the small business growth plan. Will benefit you. I promise you. You do the work. It's kind of like if you go to the gym. My gym, they recently built a Chick-fil-A next to it. I'm like, I love Chick-fil-A, right? But if I choose to pass my gym, get out of my car, walk over to Chick-fil-A rather than go work out, that treadmill is going to do the same thing for me that it would do for everyone else that doesn't go and work on it. It's not going to work for you. You've got to get in the gym. You got to get fit. You got to build your business acumen. You got to build your business muscle so you can build a competitive and sustainable business, have a strong business model, do a business model canvas so you can see how your business is going to be, make a profit. How does a company make profit? It makes it through its business model. So those women out there that want to be part of this community and get that 20% discount, I will give you the code in the last segment, and you can go out there and, of course, get this opportunity. And that you heard it here on AM 1220 KDOW Radio. So that's fantastic. That is absolutely wonderful. And I mentioned, how can you be a support to small businesses? Women in business. And even if you're a woman in business, you can be, you can celebrate. And so one of the things that you can do is support women-owned businesses, right? Make an effort. Make a conscious effort to shop women-owned businesses. I tend to shop a lot of my customers. I try to buy from them if I can. There's some things that I can't buy because it's just like I have a tech company that I've done a lot of work with over the years, and they're an environmental test chamber. Well, I have no use for an environmental test chamber unless, of course, they start making it for men and I can stick my husband in it. I'm just kidding. Don't tell him I said that. No, so there's so many things that you can do, and I'll wrap up in the last segment of other things that you can do to support women this month and moving forward. Don't just do it for this month. This is Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine, or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the bottom of our hour. I like that. Celebrating you power women out there in business. For the National Women in Small Business Month. If you want more information on the support resources that you can get, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. I'll send you a list of resources that can get you started. Wherever you're at in the nation, this is not just a Silicon Valley Bay Area resource list, working with your local SBDCs, small business administrations, or women business centers. They're available out there for you to help level the playing field for you so you can make a ridiculous impact showcasing your genius. And as promised, we are giving 20% off 30 small business growth plan subscriptions for women in business. This is for women in business. And the code for you is WIB1220, Women in Business 1220. You go out to our website. You can go to member plans, get the growth, small business growth plan, and it will put in that code. It will give you that 20% off forever. We will not change that for you as long as you have the subscription, and we will be glad to help you with your next level. It is a small business fitness center. You get access to Palo Alto's live plan. We have a master agreement with them, which means that you can create and develop your business plan. We have resources so you can develop your business model canvas. If you need idea assessing, you can do that. If you're going and growing and scaling, we have resources. We have grant resources. We have finance resources, foundation resources, videos, monthly coaching calls that I do with our memberships, our members. Monthly, you get a coaching call. There's so much out there. So let's get you equipped and let's celebrate you. And so things, again, that you can do to celebrate a small business, support women-owned businesses, attend the events. You know, look for local events wherever you're at in the nation and support those events. Go out and appreciate them. Online webinars, also focused on empowering women and entrepreneurs. There's all kinds of things out there. Educate yourself, right? Educate yourself and take, you know, this opportunity to really learn about the challenges women entrepreneurs face. They're real. It's real. I talked to one of my business owners yesterday. She's just a joy to work with. She's been in business for 29 years. Older, one of the mamas in business. And I've been working with her for a while, and we submitted a grant for her for the industry that she's in. She's in the restaurant industry. I'm going to give Phyllis Cooksey a shout out. If you have not tried Jonathan's Fish and Chips, if you see her mobile food truck around the Bay Area, you will not be disappointed. Stop her and have some Jonathan's Fish and Chips. Absolutely fantastic. And so we are excited for the opportunities that we can bring to women in business and small businesses. So much going on, but the challenges are real. And she talked about how real her challenges have been and how they continue to be even after almost 30 years in business. And so we want to help our small businesses. Promote on social media. Make sure that you're promoting on social media platforms to highlight and promote women-owned businesses and businesses that you like. And of course, if you are the business owner, make sure that you're promoting. We have several channels that we promote and get information out. Sharing your stories and products, ability on in your customer base. And then finally, collaborate in partnerships. Absolutely. And the things that I'm talking to you about are on your business. If you do a business model canvas, which businesses have, Fortune 1000 businesses have. They know their business model. They know how they're going to make a profit. That canvas, when you put it on a canvas, business model canvas, you can see and your team can see and your leadership can see, this is how we're going to make a profit. And guess who's on there? Key partners. Key partners, your distribution channels, your key activities, your key resources, your value proposition, your customer segments. Who's your customer personas? How are you going to maintain your customer relationships? What are your revenue streams? What are your overarching must-have expenses that your cost structure that you're paying for? That's important. And it tells you how you're going to be make a profit. It is more important than the business plan, because the business model is the cornerstone of the business plan. And the business plan articulates much more on how you're going to be sustainable and maintain a competitive advantage in your industry. So make sure you're collaborating with business owners, with opportunities that's going to help you do what? Create a profit out there. You power women in business out there. I'm so proud of you. It takes courage to do what you do for any business owner. But we're celebrating women this month, women in business. I'm going to be here all month celebrating you. Next week, we're going to have Martha Hanks on with us and author Eileen Detweiler. And if you don't know who Martha Hanks is, then you will know her husband, Merton Hanks, the Duck Chicken Dance into the End Zone, and a beloved former 49ers. And so we'll talk to her next week. Have a good weekend. Have a great rest of your week.